KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir, which would be built along the Sulphur River, would flood about 70,000 acres if constructed. Much of that land is bottomland hardwood forest. What is bottomland hardwood forest, and how does it differ from other wooded areas? For an answer, KETR spoke with Janice Bizanson. She's director of the Texas Conservation Alliance. She spoke with us from Salado, Texas.
A bottomland hardwood forest is a forest that grows in the floodplain of a river. Whenever there's spring rains or large rains, rivers flood outside their banks and flow up into the bottomlands. And because flooding causes both water to go out onto the land and also nutrients that are carried in the water, it tends to be a very good place to grow forest.
Typical hardwood species include oak, pecan, hickory, elm, and walnut. They like living on the floodplain because of all the water there. Also, all the water creates a great deal of biodiversity in these bottomland forests.
They'll have a lot more species than uplands will have. Not only big tree species, what we call the canopy species, but understory species like dogwoods and redbud, and also plants that grow on the ground, wildflowers and grasses.
Bizanson also says that ecosystems with the diversity of plants also support a greater diversity of wildlife than ecosystems without a wide variety of plants. That's just because they provide more different types of food and shelter. Bizanson also says that bottomland hardwood forests in Texas are increasingly rare.
Originally, there were about 16 million acres of bottomland hardwood forests in Texas. And by the 1980s, 85% of those had either been inundated with a reservoir, or cut down and converted to other uses, were gone in some fashion. There's continued to be an erosion of the amount. I don't have an exact percentage for today, but it's something like 10% of what was originally there.
Bizanson says that those bottomland hardwood forests that remain in Northeast Texas are important for birds using the North American Central Flyway. As you might guess, that's a path for waterfowl and songbirds migrating from north to south.
And they absolutely depend on these bottomland hardwood forests as rest stops when they migrate back and forth. Most of the hunting in East Texas in some way relates to the bottomland hardwood forests. And like the waterfowl hunting and the bird watching that are major industries on the coast also depend on these bottomland hardwood forests.
Bizanson says that waterfowl particularly are dependent on the kind of habitat that you find in these bottomland areas. And in addition to species just making their way through Texas, the bottomlands are also important for native species, even those that don't necessarily stay there year-round.
A lot of the animals that are native to East Texas use the bottomland hardwood forests in the wintertime when there's not any berries or leaves on most of the trees. Deer go into the bottomlands and use the acorns and nuts.
Links to more information can be found at our website, ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.